from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Smith. So these days, everyone's looking for someone to blame for the financial crisis, and the list is long. But add this name, Michael Osinski. Mr. Osinski, is that fair?
I wouldn't say blame. I mean, I'm responsible in the sense that I worked in this business and I wrote a software model, over 15 years ago. That model was used to structure mortgage product. I was involved. I don't know if blame is the right word.
Well, you just wrote an article. It was read like a confession in this week's New York Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back now. It's the late 80s and you're working at Lehman Brothers. And so tell me in simple terms, what are you doing with this computer program?
What you do is you gather all the cash flows from, say, a bundle of similar mortgages. Because there's so much software needed to create this structure, number one, for databases to keep track of all the mortgages in the country, models to predict default rates, models to predict prepayments, it's a perfect medium for programmers. I spent 15 years in the business trying to create and enhance a structuring tool that does this conversion from mortgages into bonds.
So in the essay, you talk about how you were doing these mortgage products. And at one point, you start to doubt that it's all going to work out. And that's when you got pulled into an office and they said, we want you to put something else in this meat grinder that you described. We want to put in these subprime loans. And how did that conversation go? You were amazed that they could get away with this, really.
I was amazed that it would work, that people could pay that amount and the amount of money that the banks were
12,
making
13,
on that.
14%, right?
Yes. I couldn't pay a loan at 14%. How could somebody that's had a history of poor credit absorb a 14%, interest rate?
But you're a computer programmer, so you said, sure, I can work with those.
That's right. We enhanced the product to do subprime loans.
But a computer program always makes very complex things seem very simple. And, sometimes
correct.
I use a computer program and there's a little pop-up screen and it says, do you really want to do that? did your computer program perhaps make people forget that there were real homeowners, real homes on the line here?
Well, okay, my program was to be as versatile as possible. The bank would buy my program. And there was a little plug-in. Okay, you introduce your default risk factors here. You introduce, your view of the future.
So you let them put their own risks in.
That's right.
How good of you.
Well, that's the way they work, right? They have on staff their own statisticians that do these computations.
You got out of the business in 2001. Your software had already been sold to another company, and
that's
you made
correct.
Some money and became an oyster farmer, right?
That's correct.
On Long Island. Now, about a year ago, a year and a half ago, you're wading through the muck doing whatever you do in the oyster world, and you read that there is this subprime mortgage crisis and that it's taking down investment firms and eventually banks. And at that point, did you go, uh-oh?
Well, the first thing I said is this is going to be a big deal because the news broke in about 2007.
And you knew how complex this was.
I knew how big the mortgage market was. Most people don't realize that the mortgage market is as big as the stock market. So there's a lot of volume in the mortgage, in the so-called securitization of structured assets. And if that's in trouble, then the whole everything's in trouble.
So you may have designed the car, but you didn't crash it.
Right. I didn't fill it up with nitroglycerin. Let's put it that way.
If you could go back and rewrite these programs again, is there anything you would have done differently or maybe some sort of warning at the beginning that says, don't take this too seriously?
Well, now, of course, you look in retrospect. Now right, this is going to lead to some disaster, right? It's easy, in hindsight. You could say, have you really stressed, the worst case default scenarios? Are you kidding yourself about, how bad defaults can be? Are you assuming, people make this assumption that prices of homes are going up all the time? Well, that's not true. A home is a very illiquid instrument.
Nobody wants a computer program that scolds them, though.
No, they would just tell you to turn that message off.
So you're an oyster farmer now. Is life more simple or is it just complex in a different way?
Well, nature is not something that you'll ever fathom. It's pretty severe. I've lost a lot of oysters over the time for making stupid mistakes. But on the other hand, it's been 7 or 8 years now, I feel confident that I've gotten better at this. And it's a nice feeling to bring in a harvest to a food that people eat. You don't make a lot of money at it. It's all nickels and dimes, but it's a healthy nickel and dime.
Michael Osinski joined us from member station WLIU in Southampton, Long Island. He runs Widow's Hole Oysters. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.